Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival is underway right now in Los Angeles.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sebastian Maniscalco! Nate Bargatze. Please welcome Jim Gaffigan.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Seinfeld.
And that's just the start of a long list of comedians involved in the festival. From now until May 12th, some 300 of them will take over some of LA's most iconic theaters and do live stand-up, table reads, sketch comedy, and more. The festival kicks off a new comedy series from John Mulaney called Everybody's in LA and a live roast of former NFL quarterback Tom Brady. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is following all of this, and he joins us now. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
So the festival opened yesterday with a star-studded show at the Hollywood Bowl. Jerry Seinfeld was there, so was Jim Gaffigan, Sebastian Maniscalco, and Nate Bargatze. Netflix has assembled a huge range of comics for a whole bunch of shows that will be rolled out as specials later this year. First of all, Eric, why is Netflix doing this?
Well, it's interesting. You know, before Netflix became such a power in television, HBO was kind of considered the place where hip and up-and-coming and legendary stand-up comics would drop specials that would sort of change the conversation. It's where, you know, Chris Rock turned his career around with a gigantic stand-up special. It's where Dave Chappelle kind of built his legends. It's where Jerry Seinfeld made a landmark appearance on a Rodney Dangerfield Young Comedian special. So to have Netflix kind of do this flex, it almost feels like a flex where they have like, they have sort of scooped up like every comic that matters in stand-up comedy, basically. And it seems to be Netflix's attempt to sort of say, we are the place for groundbreaking stand-up comedy now.
Right, right. So give us a sense of some of the other big names. You mentioned a bunch, but what are other big names that will be at this year's festival?
What's interesting is that there's a lot of different events that are a part of this. So there's a live roast of Tom Brady, the quarterback, and there'll be a bunch of famous people who are a part of that. Seth Rogen has this thing that he's doing. He's calling Seth Rogen Smokes the Bowl, where he's going to be at the Hollywood Bowl with a bunch of performers that include Janelle James and Ronnie Chang and Snoop Dogg. And then there's a few events that are actually going to be shown live on Netflix, including the Brady Roast and this live set by Cat Williams, who became a viral sensation when he did an interview on a podcast called Club Shay Shay, where he revealed a lot of rivalries with other black comedians. So it will be interesting to see what Cat has to say when he's on a stand-up stage live.
Yeah, really interesting. Let me ask you about this Tom Brady roast that you've mentioned. This is the event, an event that's getting a lot of hype. It's going to be hosted by comedian Jeff Ross. He's known by the nickname Roastmaster General. And this style of roasting celebrities got popular with the Comedy Central roast. Now Netflix is trying its hand at it. Why do you think people enjoy this brand of insult comedy so much?
The roast is a way to have an irreverent conversation where they are cracking the kind of jokes that push the envelope. So there's a sense that you're getting to see something a little forbidden. And it's been a way for some comics to kind of build their legend and introduce themselves to people. So people like Nikki Glaser now, who are big names in stand-up comedy now, got some initial acclaim from doing these Comedy Central roasts. So I think these roasts are also a way to kind of elevate, you know, newer names in comedy.
Right. Well, speaking of names, I mean, in the lead up to the festival, Netflix filmed a bunch of promotional videos with a bunch of comedians who are going to appear. So let's listen to comedian Taylor Tomlinson.
I did Comedy Lineup in 2018, and then in 2019 I got to shoot my first one-hour special, Quarter Life Crisis, and then did Look at You, and most recently Have It All. Luckily, they kept giving them to me, so fingers crossed that keeps happening.
So before her first special, Quarter Life Crisis, Tomlinson was a relatively unknown up-and-coming comedian. Now she's one of the biggest names in comedy. What role has Netflix played in building the careers of young comedy stars like her?
Well, you know, I think she's a great example. So Taylor, you know, is now host of this show called After Midnight, which airs after The Late Show on CBS. And so I think she's a good example of a young comic who kind of spent a lot of time in the trenches, made viral videos, then got a shot at Netflix specials where she did well, and has developed that into a pretty impressive career as both a stand-up comic and now the host of a network TV show. And so she speaks to the future of, I think, what Netflix is probably trying to build here. They want relationships, of course, with established comics, which is why they have relationships with Jerry Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan and Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock and people like that. But they also want a farm team. They want to catch the younger people who will be forces in comedy, you know, 5-10 years from now.
Really interesting. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking about how Netflix has really cemented its place as the leader for stand-up comedy, it sounds like. Eric, thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.